Going well. How you doing?
What's going on, Jason?
Hey.
What's this week like for you?
Oh, well, it's a little weird. You know, just watching film of the Broncos this morning and just getting a real good look. I haven't been on this side of it before, so it's a little weird, but it'll be good to see all my buddies, and you know, I've been able to keep up with some of the guys and just kind of shooting them texts and phone calls throughout the year, but it'll be good to see them in person and just say hi to them, and so I'm looking forward to it.
Jason, you've had Matt Ryan to watch this year. A lot of people are really impressed with what they've seen. But you also were here at the beginning of Cutler. Do you see similarities between what you saw here with him and Matt?
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, they're both extremely talented. When Jay came in, he had a chance to kind of learn the system under Jake Plummer, and Matt has really kind of been thrown in the fire, but you know, he's done a great job. He really hasn't been playing like a rookie, and he doesn't get flustered, and he's a really smart guy, knows everybody's position, and not only his own, but knows where everybody else is supposed to be, and you know, so he's just playing really, really good. I've been in here on Mondays and Tuesdays, and he's sitting there watching film, you know, and so he's being very professional about his job. I know Jay Cutler is obviously he's very talented and much in the same way. It means a lot to both of those guys, and so there are a lot of parallels between the two guys.
Just how overall has the move worked out for you to Atlanta?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
How has the move to Atlanta worked out for you, do you think? I mean, how's the things gone?
It's gone good. It's gone really good. As far as our family, I mean, we're really excited to be here. The kids are having a great time being around my family, my mother, my brother, and sister-in-law, and little nephew. And so that's been real good just to be finally back around my family. You know, as far as football goes, it has been really weird, but it's been good at the same time. I mean, I've made a lot of, you know, close friends here already, and I really like the direction that they're trying to go with this thing. And you know, they went through a major debacle last year with the Vetrino thing and with the Michael Vick issue. But the mood is kind of one thing that's really struck me, is these guys, after having gone through such a mess, they were really hungry, you know, to win and to turn things around, and they didn't. Obviously, it wasn't a fun time last year, so I think that gave a little extra motivation to try to get this thing turned around. And it's been a lot of fun, and it's really been a lot of fun. So, you know, I don't think anybody expected us to be 6-3 at this point. I think we were picked to be dead last, I believe, before the season started. So, you know, I think it's definitely been good for the community here, and we got to reel a lot of fans back in. We lost a lot of people just for the mess that happened here last year. So, you know, we're trying to get this thing turned around and put a product on the field that the fans will be proud of.
So all those years kicking out here in the elements, probably jealous of kickers and domes. What do you think now that you're doing it?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I'm very excited. I mean, I was looking at November and December early on, and we've got all dome games and one outdoor game, and that's San Diego. So I'm pretty excited about not being freezing cold and worrying about the wind and snow and all that stuff. So it is nice playing in a dome.
How do you think Matt Prater's doing in his first half season here?
Oh, he's doing a tremendous job. I'm very, very happy for him, and I knew when he came in that he was going to be very successful, and he just needed a chance. I mean, that's a lot of what the NFL is just really getting a chance to shine, and he's done a tremendous job. I knew he had a super strong leg for the first time I ever saw him when we were playing up in Detroit one year. I can't remember what year it was, but we were playing the Lions, and he was one of the guys that was competing with Jason Hansen up there, and I just really liked his swing. He was very powerful, obviously, and I just figured, wow, if I was ever a special teams coach, I mean, that's the guy I'd bring in. So, you know, he finally got his chance, and he's made the most of it, and I'm really, really happy for him.
You know, Matt has talked about how much you helped him. I mean, just kind of replacing you, I guess, and just your encouragement. Obviously you didn't have to do that, leaving his team. Why did you? Why did you, provide so much encouragement to Matt?
Well, I mean, it was probably the right thing to do, and I liked him. We had a chance to spend some time together the last few weeks of last year, and he was a guy that came in and was, he had a real humility about him, and so it made it a lot easier to want to help him. And physically, I mean, he doesn't need any help. You know, I mean, it's just more of the mental side of it. Just kind of, you know, giving him some pointers here and there on what to expect at different stadiums and just how to kind of approach how I approach, and that's not always right, but mentally how to approach games and certain situations within a game and things like that. So I don't know, that's just I feel like kicking is just kind of something that I do. It's not, it doesn't consume me, so it's not like I wish ill will on anybody. And the other thing is, I have a real appreciation for how good he is. I mean, I know how hard it is. I know how, I think the perception is that kicking is easy, but I know that's not true. And so when I see people that really have a true talent and a God-given ability for it, it's fun to watch them, because as I watch Matt, I'm just like, wow, it's impressive, and I'm just like, oh man, it's like kind of like watching your favorite golfer on TV. It's just kind of like, oh man, it's just fun to watch, and I enjoy that because I know how difficult it is.
Jason, in training camp, Matt hit a 68-yard field goal that was good, probably another 5 yards. He hit one in a game that was a 55-yarder that John Gruden was making faces at that would have been good from 20 or 25 yards more. You've been next to this guy. How far of a field goal do you think, under the right conditions, he could hit, and how does his leg compare maybe to some of the people you've seen over the years?
Yeah, somebody was asking me that the other day. He's, in my opinion, right now, I mean, obviously he is young and strong and probably physically in his prime. So, I think he's right there with like the Janikowski and people like that. I remember when I first got to Denver, I had to compete with Brad Daloiso, and I'd never even seen a leg that strong before. I mean, I remember the very first practice we went out, and we had to do kickoffs. Now, it was from the 35-yard line on a 3-inch tee, but his balls were still going up as they went through the uprights from the 35-yard from on a kickoff. And it was just kind of like, okay, well, you win. I mean, I couldn't even compete with it. He was hitting them 20 yards past me. But, if I hit one 8 deep, the return is not going to bring that out, as opposed to one that's 20 deep. They're not going to bring that out either. So, but I would say he's probably in the top five as far as leg strength goes that I've ever seen. I would put John Casey there, Janikowski, Brad Daloiso. I can't even think of anybody else. So it'd be probably top four.
Matt, Jason, was there ever weird at the end of last year when they brought in Matt and you knew you were going to be a free agent, and obviously Matt could have been brought in kind of as your replacement? Was that ever weird for you guys at the end of last year? Was it ever weird for you?
I wouldn't say it was weird. I know that since I was a free agent, the Broncos kind of had, they needed some options, that's exactly what I would have done had I been making those decisions too, and they didn't know what was going to happen with me, and I'm getting older, and so I was telling somebody the other day, I couldn't be the kicker for the Broncos forever. I mean, this was bound to happen sooner or later, and I couldn't think of a better guy, a better, more talented guy to come in and take a shot at it, and he's done a great job, it wasn't very awkward. How should I say? I mean, it was kind of, I could tell that they wanted to bring him in more than just a kickoff guy. I knew they wanted to at least look at him, and which is, like I said, exactly what I would do. So, there was still two or three games left, and so it was, It was a little bit weird, I'm not going to lie to you, but, you know, that's fine, and I know that it's a business, and I felt like I had, you know, the relationships there that were intact, and I could keep it separate, the business side of it from the personal side of it, and that's what I'm most grateful for, is that I was able to get out of there and you know, keep all those relationships intact, and honestly, I mean, there's no hard feelings on my end whatsoever, and I don't think there's any hard feelings on anybody on the Broncos side. That it's just kind of one of those things that, you know, that happen in the NFL.
Hey, Jason, two-part question here. One, how is Monday Night Jihad doing? And second, is there a sequel planned?
You know, yeah, absolutely. The paperback was just released in the last week or two, and I've been doing a lot of the PR stuff for the paperback of Monday Night Jihad, and it's doing really well, especially up and down the Front Range, and it's been kind of neat because I got a whole other market here in Atlanta, but I finished the second one. It's called Blown Coverage, and it's going to be released right around Christmas, and I'm actually, we just signed a two-book deal for books 3 and 4 in the series, so we're just starting on book 3, so it's going really well.
Jason, I know you said that no hard feelings and you're not a vindictive guy, but how much would you like the chance to line up, 3 seconds to go to try to beat these guys on Sunday?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, when you're in this situation, you know that every game is going to probably come down to at least the last 5 minutes of a game. It may not come down to the last few seconds, but you know, with the parity in the league, that it's probably going to happen like that. And you got to, just be okay with that. You got to actually enjoy the situation, and that would be. Pretty interesting. I mean, that would be a storybook type thing right there. If it happens, we'll see how it turns out. It might happen for Matt too. It'll be a fun game, I'm sure, all the way around. I'm sure there'll be a lot of talking going on.
Going back to the leg strength question for a second. I mean, you obviously are tied to that 63-yarder. What do you think the outer limits are right now? And you mentioned Matt and his leg, and Janikowski, obviously they're both still in their primes kicking. What do you think they can do?
Well, first of all, I mean, I'm really honestly shocked that record hasn't been beaten by now. I mean, there's so many guys in the league that have the ability to do it, not just Janikowski and Matt, but I mean, there's a lot of guys that can do it. It's just really getting the opportunity, and I just happened that day to get the opportunity, and Mike had enough confidence in me to let me try it. So, but that record's not going to stand for long. I mean, it's really, honestly, it's I'm shocked that it stood that long. But, I remember last year Janikowski had a shot from 65, hit halfway up the right upright, and didn't bounce in for him. But, he's back there trying 76-yard field goals. And so, just given the right opportunity, either one of those guys certainly have the ability to do it, along with a number of other guys in the league. So that record isn't going to stand for long.
Do you think 70 plus is possible?
Sure. Yeah, I think I know that Janikowski and Matt have the ability to hit from that distance without question. So. Again, it's just getting the right opportunity and then getting a good snap hold and hitting a really flush ball. I mean, the uprights don't look very big from way back there, so you got to hit it, really well, and that's a long way for it to stay straight. So, but they definitely have the ability to do it.
Hey, Jason, was there one moment where you kind of really hit home where you weren't kicking for the Broncos anymore?
I think it was more or less when I verbally committed to signing with the Falcons. I was actually up in Philadelphia with my family, and we were taking my kids through Declaration Hall where the Declaration of Independence was signed, and my phone kept ringing, and finally my agent said, there were a couple little contractual things that I wanted clarified, and so my agent said, why don't you just go ahead and call them, and y'all just get it worked out, and talk to Coach Smith and to the guy that was negotiating on the Falcons' behalf, and so I was talking to him, and I remember just standing outside of Declaration Hall, which I thought was kind of interesting, signing my deal right outside where the Declaration of Independence was signed, but just kind of thinking, okay, well, this all sounds good, and there was nothing left for me to say other than yes or no to the Falcons. And I remember thinking, this is it. You know, if I say yes here, it's my days in Denver are over. You know, and this is a big change, and it'll be a chapter closed. And so when I just that brief second of just thinking, wow, you know, this is a big decision. And when I said, okay, you have my word and my verbal that yes, I will commit to these terms. That was a pretty big moment for me. So that I would say that was it.
Jason, has this move rejuvenated you? Not that your career was sliding or anything, but you know you're getting older. And do you think maybe kicking in the dome is going to prolong your time in the NFL at all?
Well, I hope so, and it's been a fun transition, you know, and not just the football side of it, but like I said before, just being around my family here, and I mean, the season has flown by. I can't believe it's already mid-November already, but I hope it will. I'm not really looking, you know, that far down the road. I'm just trying to do what I have to do to help this team win. I'm trying to, you know, trying to keep myself healthy and do the right things and realize that, hey, I am 38 years old and I'm not 24 anymore. And so, you know, but just taking it really just season by season and enjoying the time. It's, at this point, that's kind of what I can do. I mean, if it at any time ends, I feel like I can look back on everything and say, wow, what a fun ride that was. What a blessing it was. And so right now, I'm just enjoying it. It's not really anything other than that, just trying to have a good time.
Hey, that said, what do you miss about Denver?
I miss a lot about Denver. You know, I love the weather there. I love Colorado. I love the fans there. I mean, there's no better fans than Denver. And, you know, and then all my friends, you know, friends on the team and being able to come in there and, you know, just I did. I had a bunch of friends there. So I miss that, being able to see everybody. And it's been very awkward, not awkward, but just weird, I think, more than anything. But it's been good. And like I said, I stay in touch with a lot of people back there anyway. So it's you know, I'll probably come back after the season is over and see everybody. But it has been a little bit just different being here in Atlanta.
Of course, you miss us too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you very much.
You bet, guys. Take care.
Take care. Care.